the Spirit of truth to teach us His word afresh this morning. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit was sent to be our comforter, our advocate, our guide, our helper, and most of all, our teacher to lead us into all truth. And we recognize, O God, that with our mind, brain, intelligence, and human wisdom, we cannot understand your word. For your word has to be revealed by the very author, the Holy Spirit himself. And we ask, O Father, that your Holy Spirit would teach us, lead us, and guide us today. Open unto our eyes and our understanding truths that we need to know, that we need to learn, that will change and transform our lives to be more like you. That will enable us to receive all that you have been blessing and giving. Establish us in your truth and cause us to be rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus. We ask, O God, that the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation will come into our hearts afresh to light up our inner man, that we may know the hope of your calling, the riches of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. That we may know the greatness of this power that works in us. For he who is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And we know and believe, Lord, it just takes one man, one woman, one individual, yielded to the same power and spirit of the living God that the Old Testament and New Testament people had yielded to change the world that we live in, to bring order, the order of the kingdom of God, upon this chaotic world. We thank you, Father, for the authority, the rule and reign of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the blood of the Lamb that is upon each one of us, O God. You cause your grace to abound to each one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, we are on a series on the life of the Apostle Paul. And today we want to look at how God opened a door for him in order for him to move into the first phase of his ministry. So for that, we want to look at the book of Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, and we read in verse 19, Acts 11 verse 19 to 26, Acts 11, 19 to 26. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen travel as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they had come to Antioch spoke to the Hellenes, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. The part that we want you to pay attention to is in verse 25. Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. What was Saul doing in Tarsus? Remember this, in Acts 11, the year and date is approximately, no one can get the exact date, it's approximately about AD 44. The last time we read about the Apostle Paul was in Acts chapter, way back in Acts chapter 9, in verse 30, that says, when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. That was about AD 35. So approximately 9 years have passed since the last time that you read about Saul, or in later called Paul, in the book of Acts. Acts 9, the last time you heard, he went back to his hometown. He's known as Saul of Tarsus. So Tarsus was his hometown. So we see in Acts 11, the beginning of Paul's ministry, the beginning of Paul's life in the Lord. We praise God for all that he has done in his life, and there was this silent years of 9 years. But as we look at the opportunity that God has unto the Apostle Paul, and that door which God has opened unto him, we see some principles involved in how God opens doors. So today, as we look at the life of the Apostle Paul in the second of this series, we also see behind it the principle of how God opens doors. It also involves, of course, not only doors of ministry, the principles also involve doors of opportunities in the business, or doors of promotion, or doors in any area. Because the principles of God remain the same in whatever vocation God has called us to. The first principle we see here was that it was Barnabas who went all the way to Saul, or to Tarsus, to get Saul. So that's something that God put in his heart. The last time he met Saul was 9 years ago. Who was Barnabas? The Bible tells us he's a good man. He's also a man full of faith. And if you read in the book of Acts, he used to be, we are not sure whether he continued to be, but we know that he used to be a very rich and wealthy man, and he gave a lot. He sold all, and he gave a lot to the church in his time. Became one of the prominent leaders in the church. And he could have been, at that time, serving God full-time in the church in Jerusalem. There's a strong possibility there. There was Barnabas. Barnabas was also the one who took notice of Saul when nobody cared about him, and nobody thought good about him. He was a really remarkable individual. You don't have many people like that today. Because most people follow the majority. Most people follow the current. They don't go against the current. Barnabas was different. He examined situations, people, and things for himself. And he was the one who could turn the current. In this world that we live in, you can choose to be a person who changes the current or who just flow with the current. Barnabas was one of those who doesn't just flow without everybody thinks. When he sees something good, he's a good man, sees something good, he will go for it. Even if it's against public opinion. Bible says he was a good man. Do you know that it takes a good man to see something good in others? Have you noticed that what we see and what we perceive is based on what is in us? Isn't that strange? What we see and what we perceive is based on what is already inside us. If you are not a mathematical guy, you may not appreciate mathematical proportions. But if you have in you a love of mathematics, you love formulas, which another person says, this is Tao. What we appreciate, what we see around us, is based on what is already in us. That is why the Bible says when the Word of God comes in, we have to watch what kind of heart we have. It's good to have a good heart. So Barnabas, if you remember, way back in the book of Acts chapter 9, which we say that Acts chapter 9, way back, Acts 9, it tells us here, I have to make a slight correction to that, because Acts chapter 9 verse 25 is AD 35. Acts chapter 9 verse 26 is AD 38, which means that Paul actually went to Tarsus in AD 38. So correct that on your notes, because we had to give room for the 3 years in Arabia, which would mean that he was approximately 6 years in Tarsus, 3 years in Arabia. I forgot about his Arabian years, Arabian nights. Now, let's get on in Acts 9, verse 26. When Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas, there he goes. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. One man made the difference. Barnabas was played an important role in Paul's life. First key to open doors, which, as we see in the life of Paul, it is people who open doors for you. God used people. Now, I know it's God, right? Clarify, God opens the doors. Yes, but God used people. God used people to open doors in our life. That means that the friendships you form, the people you get to know, are very important. The relationships we form are very important. And believe me, when you start moving into big things, whether big ministry or big areas of business opportunities, in the end, relationships still plays a role. I know talent plays a role. I know ability plays a role. I know opportunities play a role. But relationship play a big role. And God uses relationships. Surprisingly, He doesn't just use relationships that are formed in the, what I call, in the dramatic, publicized times. But it's those little relationships you form that are not watched by the eyes of the world. By the time you read about Acts 11, Paul and Barnabas' ministry was becoming more and more prominent. But when nobody was around video filming, taking pictures, or noticing, relationship was being formed between Barnabas and Saul. Think about it. Remove Acts 9, verse the later portion of Acts 9, and you might have to remove Acts 11, because if Barnabas never came to know Saul, the story would be different. So Acts 11 would be gone. And if Acts 11 was gone, Acts 13 would be gone. Acts 14 would be gone. Acts 15 would be gone. It all came down to the relationship of two people, Barnabas and Saul. at a time when nobody knew how important that relationship was. Did